Continuing along with OMB circulars, audits of grants. A133 provides for audits of state, local governments, and nonprofit institutions. 45 CFR Part 7526 is for for-profit organizations. These audits review organization systems, both financial and other compliance issues. Although these standards and the resulting audits apply only to grants, a clean A133 audit can be offered to forestall an audit of a contract. Not quite sure what that means. A133 audit requirements for the prime award, any sub-award. It covers educational institutions, states, local governments. It details the responsibilities of each party, and it applies to federal grants over $500,000. Or maybe that means under. Cost accounting standards as applied to educational students are located in A21. Covers federal sponsored grants and contracts. What is exempt from cost accounting standards are certain contracts and subcontracts, sealed bid contracts, contracts and subcontracts with small businesses, contracts and subcontracts with foreign governments, contracts and subcontracts in which the price is set by law, firm fixed price and fixed price, economic price adjustment ones. Those are exempt. Institutions that receive $25 million in sponsored agreements. Generally, who is exempt? Small institutions with less than $25 million in federal funding are subject to the cost accounting standards, but are exempt from the disclosure statement filing requirements. They submit a DS-2 to the cognizant agency, and cost accounting standards applies to institutions regardless of disclosure standards. Four basic requirements, cost accounting standards: consistency in estimating, accumulating, and reporting costs, consistency in allocating costs, consistency in cost accounting periods, account for unallowable costs like lobbying costs and entertainment costs. Facility management, specialized facilities, inventory control, sale, disposal of equipment, property, lease versus purchase, capital expenditures, central services, sharing, and pooling are all part of facility management. Disclosure policies, Freedom of Information Act, what generally will be released. The following indicate the types of material that will generally be released subject to state qualifications concerning timing and non-disclosability. For research or research training grants, application information is available only after the initial award has been made. For projects other than research or research training, application information is available before and after an award is made. This includes state plan materials. Notice of grant award or information contained thereon, including project title, grantee institution, principal investigator or program director, and amount of award are available. A general description of the improved project is also available upon request. Interim and terminal progress reports can be released. Reports of expenditures will be released. Final reports of any audit, survey, review, or evaluation of grantee performance that have been transmitted to the grantee will be released. Freedom of Information Act, Public Law 9023, what will not be released? If a document contains both disclosable and non-disclosable information, the non-disclosable information will be deleted and the balance of the record will be disclosed, even though the balance of the record might not be readily intelligible. Requests for access to records or documents containing the following types of information may be denied in whole or in part, redacted means denied in whole or in part, by the government. Pending or disapproved applications for new research and research training grants, financial information pertaining to an individual like salaries of the named project personnel, information subject to the provisions of the Privacy Act of 1974, information of a confidential nature, personal, medical, or otherwise, that if disclosed would constitute a clearly unwarranted invasion of personal privacy. Opinions of interagency or interagency memoranda or letters expressed by government officers, employees, or consultants, including transcripts or summaries of discussions of applications by advisory bodies. Information that, if released, would adversely affect patent or other valuable commercial rights of the grantee. So what will not be released: pending or disapproved applications, salaries, information subject to the Privacy Act of 1974, confidential personal or medical information, summaries of discussion of application by advisory bodies, or proprietary information. Public policies. As a recipient of federal funds, a grantee organization must comply with a host of public policies that fall under four general categories: individual and civil rights, employee directives, fraud, waste, and abuse, and administrative requirements. For most federal grants, the organization must certify, typically by means of the authorized organizational official signature on the application, that has filed appropriate assurances with the federal government. The given insurance is filed on an organizational basis and is not required for each application. If an application is recommended for funding and the applicant organization does not have an insurance on file, the grant may not be awarded. Public policies, individual rights. A few examples from a long list related to individual rights. Civil Rights Act of 1964. No person in the United States shall, on the grounds of race, color, or national origin, be excluded from participation in, be denied the benefits of, or be subjected to discrimination by any program receiving federal financial assistance. Age Discrimination Act, 1975. Unreasonable discrimination on the basis of age by any program receiving federal financial assistance. Privacy Act of 1974. Provides certain safeguards for individuals against invasion of personal privacy. These safeguards include: 1, the right of individuals to determine what information about them is maintained in federal agency files, to know how that information is used, and 2, the right of deletion of information in their records that is inaccurate, irrelevant, or outdated. The Act also imposes requirements on federal agencies with respect to the manner in which they collect, use, disseminate, and maintain records containing information pertaining to specific individuals. Section 504 of the Rehabilitation Act of 1973 and the Americans with Disabilities Act of 1990 provide that no otherwise qualified handicapped individual in the United States shall, solely by reason of the handicapped, be excluded from participation in federal programs. Family Educational Right to Privacy, the Buckley Amendment, requires the university to keep those records private, except for emergencies, court orders, universities, officials who have a need to know. Secondly, it provides that students have the right to inspect records about themselves that are maintained by the university. Employee Directives, the Drug-Free Workplace Act of 1988, as a condition of securing federal support, an institution must certify that it will provide a drug-free workplace by publishing a statement notifying employees that unlawful drug use, possession, distribution is prohibited in the workplace and specifying the actions that will be taken against the violators, including establishing a drug-free awareness program, providing each employee to be engaged in the performance of a grant with a copy of the statement provided, notifying the employee in the statement that as a condition of employee under the grant, the employee will abide by the terms of the statement, notify the employer of any criminal drug statute conviction for violation in the workplace, taking appropriate personnel action against an employee convicted of a violation of criminal drug statute occurring in the workplace, and an individual must certify that as a condition of the grant, he or she will not engage in the unlawful manufacture, distribution, dispensing, possession, or use of a controlled substance in conducting any activity with the grant. This regulation does not require drug testing to be done. Drug-Free Schools and Campuses and Communities Act of 1989 requires that as a condition of receiving funds or any other form of financial assistance under any federal program must certify that it is adopted and implemented a program to prevent the unlawful possession, use, or distribution of illicit drugs and alcohol by students and employees. Requires award distribution in writing of information to students and employees with standards of conduct and descriptions of legal sanctions, health risks, disciplinary sanctions, and counseling, treatment, and rehab services available. This regulation does not require drug testing to be done. Anti-Lobbying, Interior, and Related Agencies Appropriation Act of Fiscal Year 90 requires certification on grants, cooperative agreements, and contracts exceeding $100,000 that no appropriated funds were used to pay for influencing or attempting to influence federal employees or members of Congress with regard to the specific award. Also requires disclosure whether or not the grantee or the contractor intend to use non-appropriated funds to pay for lobbying efforts of an organization or an individual who is not a regular employee. For staff members, disclosure is required if the individual exceeds $20,000 in expenses and 20% of the effort. In this case, the government wants more to be able to track professional lobbyists. OMB Circular A21 lists the lobbying activities that are unallowable, as well as activities that are accepted. Fraud, Waste, and Abuse, Debarment, and Suspension, 1986, requires that if an organization must certify that it and its principals are not presently debarred, suspended, ineligible, or voluntarily excluded from covered transactions by any federal department or agency, have not, within a 3-year period preceding this proposal, had a judgment against them in connection with obtaining, attempting to obtain, or performing a federal, state, or local transaction, are not presently indicted or charged with commission of any such offenses, and have not, within a 3-year period, had one or more public transactions terminated for cause or default. The organization, through the same or separate certifications, must also provide certification for any sub-agreements. Anti-Kickback Act, 1986, requires that applicants have established safeguards to prohibit employees from using their positions for a purpose that is or gives the appearance of being motivated by a desire for private gain for themselves or others, particularly those with whom they have family, business, or other ties. Procurement Integrity, 1988, Procurement Integrity applies to contract actions and involves extensive provisions requiring the institution to certify that no employee involved with a particular procurement, especially federally funded programs, has misused information in the procurement process that would be detrimental to the government's rights. Separate certifications are filed with each procurement transaction exceeding $100,000. Administrative requirements, non-delinquency on federal debt. Following OMB Circular A-129, the organization must certify that it, not the PI, is not delinquent on any federal debt, including delinquent taxes, audit allowances, guaranteed and direct student loans, direct loans, and fellowships, and on. So the PI can have debt, but not the institution itself. Buy America Act, a variety of federal programs favor domestic service providers. This act favors American firms for materials and supplies. Originally passed in the 1930s, the act was intended as a job creation and savings measure. Its use applies to all contracts for the purchase of supplies or the acquisition of services within the United States. Fly America Act, 1974, protective legislation intended to favor the domestic airline industry, mandates the use of U.S. flag carriers for both domestic and first leg of foreign trips, with certain exceptions. Flow-down provisions are applicable. Noncompliance may result in cost disallowance. The Stevens Amendment, acknowledgement of federal grant support, enacted to ensure that proper advertisement is provided for procurements placed under federal funding. This rule is applicable to all grants, and PHS also applies it to cooperative agreements. Regulation and Compliance Monograph, as a reference for this subject. The Solomon Amendment, military recruiting on campus, bars an educational organization from receiving federal funds if that institution bars military recruitment on its campus. The National Historic Preservation Act. The Department of Interior has compiled a National Register of Sites and Buildings that are of significant importance to America's history. If a grant-supported project affects listed property, a clearance must be obtained from the appropriate State Historic Prevention Office. Salary caps, legislatively established annual salary rate caps at the executive level one salary are set in appropriation acts. In 2003, the level was set to $171,900. Metric usage in federal government programs, 1991, required that measurement values in applications and grantee prepared reports, publications, and other grant-related documents be in metric. Material transfer agreement covers the transfer of income and outgoing research materials. It involves the exchange of materials either with industry colleagues or with academic colleagues outside the home campus. It's recommended so that disputes about use do not arise. While the focus is in biological materials, material transfer agreements can cover samples of chemical compounds, other lines of tangible research materials, and even some types of softwares. MTAs are contractually binding upon parties, and a breach of these agreements creates a legal and financial risk for the institutions and investigators involved. The Uniform Biological Transfer Agreement, UBMTA, helps make one class of transfers routine. It provides a standardized approach for certain transfers between academic institutions. Standard terms were developed in 1995 by NIH. Universities can join a pact and be able to use the UBMTA when appropriate. The UBMTA, Uniform Biological Material Transfer Agreement, may not be usable for materials used in a project supported by industry, because it essentially makes the industrial sponsor a silent third party to the MTAs, because an academic institution negotiates an MTA to offer or accept material developed under industrial funding. It must take into account relevant obligations to the industrial sponsor, and sometimes those obligations must be passed through to other collaborators. Grant disputes, any administrative or judicial a challenge of a final decision made by an official does not include preliminary disagreements arising during the course of grant negotiations or program consultations. Stages of dispute development. Appealable decisions. Partial or total termination of a grant after the award was made. Determination that an expender was not allowable under the grant to which it was charged, withholding support, determination that the granting institution did not discharge its obligation to account for grant funds, and determination that a grant is void. All of those are appealable. There's an informal review appeal of procedure and a formal review appeal of procedure, and finally things can go to the courts. There's also alternative dispute resolution. Act of 1996. This provides an option to resolve in conflicts of costly litigation and appeal boards. The Federal Mediation and Conciliation Service, FMCS, is authorized under the Alternative Dispute Resolution Act to make its devices available to federal agencies and its partners in state and local governments with the resolution of disputes with other organizations like universities. Veterans Affairs research programs. There are exam questions about the Veterans Affairs research program. Let's see. In the Veterans In the VA, research and development are conducted as intramural activities when this is feasible. Extramural research may be supported through contracts when this is the best way or only means to achieve the program's objectives and when such support is allowed by law and VA policy. The VA does not make grants for extramural research and development. The VA and/or its investigators can accept financial support from governmental and non-governmental organizations for research and development in accordance with VA policy and programs. VA research programs are all intramural, but non-VA investigators can participate through subcontracts, not through grants. There's four program categories. Medical research, this has a $150,000 cap. Does not include personnel compensation for the PI, but does for technicians and equipment. Health and services research and development, there's no cap on funding. Likely to have significant contractual arrangements for specialized aspects of studies, thus making them more expensive, usually a long-term commitment. Three, rehabilitation research and development. Four, cooperative studies programs. VA research program awards. There's four kinds. The investigative initiated grants comparable to other federal grants, peer review process. Projects are awarded for 3 years, but sometimes up to five. Cooperative studies, multi-center large-scale clinical trials, career development awards. Investigator has reserved research time of 75% and 25% effort committed to clinical work. Total budget is paid by the research program. Projects can be awarded up to 5 years. Specialized emphasis, investigator initiated, can be awarded under medical research, training pilot programs, large collaborative programs. Administration, VA governing statutes and administration. Intergovernmental Personnel Act, IPA, 1970. Effective January 5, 1971, the Intergovernmental Personnel Act of 1970 permits the temporary assignment of personnel back and forth between federal agencies, states, and permits the temporary state and local governments, Indian tribes or tribal organizations, institutions of higher education, and other eligible organizations. Assignments are for specific work beneficial to both the state, local government, Indian tribe, or other eligible organizations and the federal agency concerned. An assignment agreement may not exceed 2 years, but can be extended for two additional years without loss of employee rights and benefits. This contains a personnel mobility provision which authorizes a temporary exchange or assignment back and forth between federal agencies and state, local, Indian, tribal governments, as well as institutions of higher learning. Nixon, this is trivia, President Nixon got his legislation enacted for Henry Kissinger so that he would not have to give up his Harvard appointment to be employed by the government as Secretary of State. Well, that's nice. IPA authority is more widely used by the VA research offices than any other government authority. It's where the VA most frequently interfaces with a university's research administration office. The VA can conduct research through congressionally mandated nonprofit foundations. They are incorporated according to state law. More on VA governing statutes and administration. The research appointment mechanisms. Our medical school research personnel are compensated through the IPA, but no indirect funds are provided. Purchase orders are used for short-term appointments, fee basis, sharing agreements. The VA has, I'm not quite sure what this means. The VA has identified research technicians as a scarce resource because the techniques and experience needed are usually unique to the VA. Indirect cost is included. Medical school provides the VA services. Agreements are a form of a contract, but with fewer constraints than a usual contract. Agreements are automatically sole source with the medical school. Medical school contracts and subcontracts cannot be used for personal services compensations, and there must be a deliverable, like a report or data. Contracts are closely monitored by the IRS for tax liability. The statements of work, sole source provider up to $25,000, otherwise the contracts must be bid out, and F&A costs are included. VA Human Research Protections, ORCA, the Office of Research Compliance and Assurance serves as a primary VHA component in advising the Undersecretary for Health on all matters affecting the integrity of research and the protection of human subjects and animals, promoting enhancement in the ethical conduct of research in conformance with regulations and policies, and investigating any allegations of research improprieties and research misconduct. Each VA medical center involved human research must have a federal-wide assurance, FWA, and must designate one or more registered IRBs as its designated IRB. And I think that's